You're listening to the Make Chic Happen podcast with your hosts, Melanie Mitro and Katie Ursta, where we navigate the messy middle of building a business and all the work that goes into designing a life you love. Melanie Mitro built a seven-figure network marketing empire while working at the kitchen table, raising her boys, and trying not to lose her mind. Melanie loves chatting all things marketing, time management, and leadership development. Katie created the foundation of her seven-figure business while teaching full-time, battling cancer, raising her boys, and avoiding all things laundry. Katie's got you covered with social media storytelling and impact-driven income. We're building a business right alongside you, giving you the inside scoop to the reality of entrepreneurship. The good, the bad, and the really, really messy middle. We're not letting you build your business alone. Pull up a chair, grab your coffee, and let's make chic happen. Now, here's your hosts, Melanie and Katie.
We are so excited. We have Rachel Engome, and she is the host of She's Making an Impact podcast. As well as being a business and lead generation expert, she is helping purpose-driven female entrepreneurs drive more traffic, leads, and sales through Pinterest, blogging, and strategic use of automation. Say what? That's a load. So Rachel went from being, get this, on food stamps with a negative $400 in her checking account to a multiple six-figure online business. She now helps other people do the same thing with her signature course and her programs. What's really cool about Rachel is on a personal level, she has lived in Kenya. She met her husband in Senegal. They got married in Morocco, and she has spent the last 2 years living in France. And you guys have got to check her out on her website. Rachel Engome is in the house, and we are so excited.
Oh my gosh, you guys, the conversation that we had with her was amazing, and we can't wait for you to dive into the conversation. It will blow your mind. So get your notebooks ready and get ready to just explode your business with Pinterest. But guys, here's the thing. We love to hear what you have to say about the podcast. So if you can do us a huge favor, head on over to iTunes. Make sure you subscribe so you get all of the updates when our episodes go live. And then if you would be oh so kind, you can leave us a rating and review. Let us know what you took away from the podcast episode. Let us know what you love about it. And if you share us in your Instagram stories and tag us, we would love to feature you on our page too. So guys, let's dig into today's episode.
Welcome again to the Make Chic Happen podcast. We are so excited to have you here. And we have our friend Rachel Engome here, who is going to talk to us all about Pinterest. So I don't know if you're like me and you're going like, Pinterest? Yeah, I don't know. But I have to tell you, I'm so excited to hear a few of the strategies, because as business owners, as entrepreneurs, we are always looking for opportunities to get the word out about what we do on various platforms. So she's going to walk through some great tips and strategies to really get us started. So Rachel, thank you for joining the Make Chic Happen podcast. Are you there?
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Well, we are so excited. So before we kind of kick off your tips and your strategies, can you tell us just a little bit about yourself and how you became like the girl to go to when it comes to all things Pinterest?
Yeah, I'll try to do the quicker version. So I have my master's in social work. When I graduated with the master's, couldn't find a job anywhere. So we ended up on food stamps, negative $400 in our checking account, and just like stressed out, new baby, new mortgage. I was a part of a network marketing company at the time and saw other people having success. And I was like, if they're doing it, why can't I? So scaled that business to six figures. And a lot of that was using first Facebook and Instagram. So I built those platforms to 70,000 followers. And life was good, like back in 2013, maybe 2014. But when the algorithm changed, like everything changed. So things weren't happening as easily as they used to. So I started blogging and putting stuff on Pinterest. And I didn't have this like strategy behind it or anything like that. But I noticed people were coming to my blog. And I was looking at my Google Analytics. I'm like, where are these people coming from? My email list was growing. And I saw I had 34,000 people coming to my blog every month from Pinterest. And I was like, what? Like my email list was growing like crazy. I had 20,000 people on my email list that I didn't pay. Like that was literally organic from Pinterest. I launched this little $9 ebook the day it launched. I made $1,000 and it crashed my website. And I stopped touching, like I haven't touched that blog in almost 2 years. And a year after I touched it, I actually looked and my traffic has increased. Like I was still making sales from that blog, still building that email list. And I was like, this is crazy. So it was August of 2017 that I knew I wanted to make a shift and kind of do my own thing. And I had so many people asking me how I was getting all these leads. Like, how was I doing this? And I was like, Pinterest, dude. So I started teaching that and this business really took off.
That is so neat. So you really just fell into that.
Oh, for sure.
That is crazy. Kind of walk us through like the mindset of, okay, so it's like you said to yourself, all right, this is actually working. And so how did you kind of figure that out? Right. So kind of walk us through like kind of just that thought process.
Yeah. So one of the biggest things is looking at Google Analytics. So if you don't have that installed in your blog, have like put that in today. And that way you know kind of what's working, what's not working. And so one of the biggest shifts that I made that made the biggest difference was shifting the focus of my blog. So my fitness blog, I was in the fitness space, used to be like all things health and fitness and just kind of everything like travel and all kinds of crap. And I noticed that the things that were really working the best were my posts about keto, eating high fat, low carb, and intermittent fasting. So I just kind of made that switch. I'm like, what if I made my entire blog's focus about this? And that's when things really took off. And so imagine the Pinterest user. When they're on Pinterest, they're searching for something really specific. And so if that person is searching for keto and they land on my blog and it's a keto blog post and they're like, that was awesome. And they look around and they try to find something else keto, but it's all over the place. They're going to go back to Pinterest. But if they search keto, come to my blog, it's a keto post and they see I have a free keto grocery list. I have a keto ebook and all these other things. They're going to be like, oh, this is a gold mine. Like, this is so cool.
Oh, I love that. I love that. So, okay. So before you even made that switch, I need to like back up for 2 seconds. What made you realize that it wasn't work? Like, what were you doing that kind of stopped working? Cause I actually feel like that's a big thing. Business owners, I don't want people to listen to this, go, oh, I need to change my whole strategy. I need to be a blogger. Right. But like, what were you seeing on your social media that was shifting and changing that was kind of happening so that, you know, cause that's a stopping point for a lot of people too.
Yeah. I mean, the biggest thing was just engagement and lead generation. So it used to be really easy to post a picture and get a bazillion comments of people being like, I want to join you. I want to do this. And that just completely slowed down. So I used to be able to do a post with 50,000 followers and get like hundreds of comments. And all of a sudden it was just like, nope. And that's going to happen as a business owner. Like you have to be prepared to switch and make pivots. And you almost have to expect that and always be thinking, what's the next strategy? Or like, what's the next thing I'm going to be working on? And you can't ever get comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so true. And one thing that we've been talking about a lot in our Chic community, and also we just did a podcast on, is just the idea of tracking and looking at the trends in your business and then saying, all right, so what is the truth behind everything that's happening? And then what can I change in my strategy? And a lot of people just get stuck on that. Well, it's not working anymore. So this isn't working anymore. So I can't anymore. When really it's just saying, okay, it might be time to pivot. Totally. What is the trend? Like what is, and you nailed it when you said, I looked at my analytics. Like I had a truth there that was telling me, okay, this is what you can focus on. This is what the people want to see from you. This is what you can do more of. And when you see those trends, you can really start to adapt and to really focus in on serving your audience really, really well.
Yeah.
So I love that. And the question I do have is Pinterest only for people who have a blog?
I recommend you have a blog. And so a lot of people give me resistance on that. And they're like, why can't I just send traffic to Facebook or my Instagram account? You don't own Facebook. You don't own Instagram. And so by you focusing on building those platforms, it's risky business. You know, those, my mom got her Instagram account hacked, you know, like your account could get hacked, it could get shut down. You own your blog and you own your email list. And so those are the two platforms you need to be focused on. So I always send people to the home base that I can control. control. If you send them to Facebook, one, you don't own it, but second, you don't control that experience at all. So they're going to get lost in Facebook land and be like, oh, there's Aunt Susie's post from yada yada. You know, like it's, you're going to totally lose that opportunity. But if you send them to the blog and it's very focused, very niche, you have a pop-up or something, some form of way to funnel them onto your email list, you're going to have way more success.
Really great. Really great. Especially too, even the blogging world has very much changed. Melanie and I both started with traditional blog. I think we were blogger sites, and we would blog 3 to 4 times a week consistently.
Oh, wow.
Oh, when we
That's
started,
a lot.
This is in 2012 when blogging was the thing to do. And we would throw pins up and be like, I don't know, maybe someone will see it. So talk to us a little bit more about why Pinterest though. There are so many platforms out there, but what really does make the Pinterest platform so different?
A few things. One, it's a search engine. So like I said, people are searching for something specific. And if you can get in the head of your ideal client and know what they're searching for, you can show up. So that's what makes it really powerful. Second, they're typically buyers. So they're, again, searching. A lot of times they're searching when they're in that purchasing decision. So you can actually show up and be that person that's there to serve them when they're ready to buy. So that's huge. And then Pinterest works over time. So I literally have blog posts from April of 2015 that's still driving traffic to that fitness blog. Haven't touched it literally in almost 2 years.
Wow.
So imagine all that time you're spending on like Instagram stories and like updating every 5 minutes, right? Like you're working so hard. Pinterest is one of those things. Like once you have a routine and you're creating content on a consistent basis, you can kind of set it and forget about it.
So I think we need to interrupt the podcast for a minute. Can we do that? We can. It's our podcast. Like, of course we can do that. Okay. So we'll keep it really, really quick. But I don't know if you guys know this. We actually love our podcast, but we also love our community as well. We have this really cool little community that we have with other entrepreneurs who are working on business goals. And Melanie and I have the great honor of giving them advice, tips, strategies, and having a little bit of fun with it too.
We do. And it's so fun to see our community members just take their business ideas and run with it. And we're going to share just a few testimonials, right?
From totally.
Some of our, so Heather, we've got to give a shout out to Heather Johnson. She commented in our community about how she really loves the content and Katie and I, right? But she says, I've really been more aware at focusing on weekly goals, looking at being more intentional about posting with a purpose versus just winging it. That social media weekly planner has been key for me as well. And it's testimonials like that that just make me like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to get back in there and go live and share more content and just create this awesome community.
Yes. And I absolutely love how Laura told us she loved the Instagram training that we've been doing, but she also said we get to see firsthand how real Katie and Melanie are. And this has given me the confidence to know I can do this too, because let's be honest, when you're doing business with your bestie, you have to have a little bit of fun with it. Yeah. And we were having fun even before we made this commercial. We were like, listen, professional pants. We got to put them on one leg at a time. But here's the deal, guys. If you are just looking for community, collaboration, partnerships, if you're looking for just ideas, strategies, or you just need to feel more accountable for the goals that you are setting for yourself, you have got to check out our community, because that's really where the good stuff happens.
It sure is. And you can get all of the details about the Chic community by going to chicinfluencer.com/community. There is a monthly membership and an annual membership. And because you listen to our podcast, we are giving you a special little discount.
So yes.
If you use the Make Chic Happen coupon code in your checkout, you will get 10% off.
Yeah, make sure it's all caps though, because I think they're pretty picky about that.
Are they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally Make Chic Happen. Caps. All right, guys. We look forward to inviting you and seeing you in our community.
So how often would you recommend that somebody adds content to their blog or their website?
Yeah, I would say blog at least once a week. I actually don't blog any more than once a week. So maybe like every Monday is your blog schedule or whatever. And then once you have a really good rotation of content that you can go through. So I blogged every week for an entire year. So I have a lot of content that I can create different pins for, different headlines for, and all that stuff. Now I blog about every other week, and then we have a podcast episode that goes up every week too. I would say whatever you can start with consistently. So if it's like twice a month you can do consistently, start with that. If you can do once a week, that would be awesome though.
So when somebody, so thinking of the new person listening that has never uploaded a pin in their life, if you could just give like beginner steps, and then the second piece would be, how do I, is there a specific way I should write the content header? Is there, can we use hashtags? So can you kind of walk somebody like that beginner process? What, how do I do this? How do I start?
Okay. Yeah. So you can use Canva, canva.com to create your pin. It's free. It's easy. And they have a Pinterest template with the size of a pin that works really well on Pinterest. So you literally just click that template and then you can design it however you want. What I suggest is you have text on it that's big and bold, and it has some kind of bold color on that that's in your brand color scheme that's going to get people's attention. And so something that you can actually do right now is open up your phone, open up Pinterest, and just start scrolling and see what kind of pins actually grab your attention. And how could you make those kind of pins? So some of the mistakes I see people make is they use like a fancy scrolly font, or the font is too small, or it's just an image, or it's like a square image. So you want it to be the proper size and that big bold font that's going to get people's attention. And then that font, so you want to create, we call it a headline. And it's again, something that's going to get people to stop their scroll. And so an example would be how to use keywords on Pinterest. That would be the headline that I would use on that pin. And we actually use something called the Advanced Marketing Institute to test the emotional marketing value of that headline. Write that down, because that's going to like change your life when you start using that. Oh my gosh. You can use that for your blog post titles, for your Facebook Live titles, like everything.
So is it just a website? Is that what it is?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Go there and you input your title and it spits you out data.
It'll tell you, you want to go for at least 30% or higher. If you can get like 50%, that would be so cool. And that's just a cool tool that you can start playing around with. But that's a huge game changer. It'll tell you like, is this actually going to get people to click through? So you have the pin, you have the headline on it. You want to create the pin description, which mm-hmm. you want to make sure you're using keywords, but you're also talking to a human. So you don't want to keyword stuff it. And so it's conversational and you're weaving those keywords in. And so keywords, if you don't know, it's just like a short phrase, not just one word. So I wouldn't use like fitness or weight loss, because that's going to have way too much competition. So I might use like keto peanut butter fat bombs. That's something really specific. I made those. I have the recipe on Pinterest, and that's been repinned like a bazillion times. Really good. So that's something that's really specific. And so my pin description might be, have you ever made fat bombs? I just made these keto peanut butter fat bombs, and oh my goodness, they are so good. I might share a little bit more, and then I'll give them a specific call to action, repin, and come check out the recipe. So I'm actually telling them what to do.
That's easy.
Yeah.
So you're just going into Pinterest, uploading your pin.
Yep.
And then you are attaching the description
yep.
with some keywords, and then you can just put the link right in there.
Yep.
For it.
Pretty simple.
That is really simple.
That is incredibly simple. I think we overcomplicate.
Oh, yeah.
Where really it's super simple.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of times people are overthinking it and they ask me a bazillion questions about like all these tiny little details. And I'm like, big picture, like that really doesn't matter.
I'm just going to go back, because you had talked about the buying power, you know, yeah. where people hang out. And that is so true. I go to Pinterest. I go there to search for ideas for decorating my house, for recipes. For a long time, I have used Pinterest for that. So do you still feel like even today, as society is sort of shifting and changing, that still is a really thriving area? Like, do you, or do you feel like Instagram, because now Instagram has your ability, like all the swipe ups or anything. Do both? Like, do you use Instagram and stories, or are you really just Pinterest focused?
I do. So like, we're kind of all over the place, and I'm able to do that because I have someone on our team that actually does our social media. But yeah. a lot of people are just solopreneurs and they're trying to figure it out on their own. You don't want to be on every single platform and doing a crappy job at all of them. So uh-huh. pick like one or two and do a good job, you know? So do Pinterest in your blog and maybe pick one other, like YouTube, or if you want to do Facebook group or something like that, or Instagram, just like pick that. Instagram, the thing is, people on Instagram aren't looking for something. It's kind of like they're in the middle of trying to creep on somebody, and then they're being bombarded with an ad, you know? So they're not actively searching for a solution for whatever it is that they're looking for. So that's what makes it a little different.
So what do you suggest for somebody? Like, what should their Pinterest board look like? So do you have some tips about what an actual board would consist of, what it should look like, some kind of best practices?
Yeah. So when you're creating your Pinterest account, you want to have your boards be reflective of what would serve your ideal client. And so think about what would really add value to them. And you want to also keep in mind Pinterest is a search engine, so you can use keywords in the board title and the board description. So what I have is one board that's just for our blog content.
Okay.
So all of that is just our content. And then I have one board that's just for our podcast content. And then we have other boards that might have a little bit of my content, but we are also going to share other people's content there. And it might be something that would support our ideal client. So we have a board with like email marketing tips or Instagram, like how to use Instagram for business. You know, it's things that would help and serve my ideal client.
Oh, I love it. And I love that no matter what platform you're on, the focus is always serving.
Yes.
And it's also creating content that's going to capture their attention. So even when you're talking about keywords and headlines, that's still relevant on the Instagram platform too. So a lot of the skill of creating good content on Pinterest is very much transferable into your other platforms as well. So again, serving and sharing good content. I think that's just a great gut check for all listeners is, am I serving? You know, am I creating quality content? So I appreciate that so much. And I can tell you that I'm sure that a lot of our listeners really have not experienced Pinterest or they don't really have a blog. So I think it might be a good question to ask, or what are some of the resources that they can use to actually get started with Pinterest?
So I talked about Canva, the Advanced Marketing Institute. Goodness, I just have a ton of free stuff on my blog that can help. So if you're like, I just want to learn more, or a podcast, depends if you want to read or you want to listen. So we have the She's Making an Impact podcast, and then our blog, shesmakinganimpact.com. Oh, Tailwind. Can't not talk about Tailwind. Tailwind is a Pinterest scheduling tool. Oh. And so you can use it to schedule out all your pins. And so people are asking me, how much time do you spend on Pinterest if you're pinning 30 times a day? And I'm like, none. You know, like you could spend an hour a month and set everything up. And then eventually you can hire someone on your team, train them, and have them take this over. So you're really not doing anything except creating the content.
That's really interesting. And I will say, I have to ask, Pinterest though, isn't really a social platform. Like you're not engaging with people on Pinterest, right?
They tried to do that for a second and then they're like, nope.
So it's really more of truly just a search engine, correct?
Yeah. Yep.
The question is like, how many pins should you have? Is there like a recommended number of pins per day? Like a routine that you should have over?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you want to pin consistently. So Pinterest, the algorithm is called the smart feed, and they're looking to see, are you pinning on a consistent basis to decide if they want to show your pins in the smart feed. And so you want to make sure you're showing up every day, at least 5 times a day. And that can be a mixture of your pins and other people's pins. So it just depends on how much content you have yourself. If you have a ton of content that you can pull from, then you can go ahead and share the majority yours, you know, and for each like blog post or podcast or whatever kind of content you're creating, you can create like 5 to 10 different pins with different headlines and different colors that you're using. So that's a major hack. So it's not like you can only post that pin once, right? Or that blog post once. You can repurpose it and do it multiple different ways. Your jaw just dropped. You're like, what?
Man, I could have really nailed this like years ago with the other side of our business, but our heads are going with Chic too, because that's what Melanie and I do. We're just starting this amazing company. We love it so much, but we're in the trenches learning all of this.
Yeah.
So this is just so, the information you just shared, I'm mind blowing. Never would have thought about it. I never would have even thought like that. So smart.
I know.
Yeah.
So I'm like, we can do pins for our podcast.
Heck yeah.
We're down that rabbit hole today, and it's going to be awful because we're like,
our poor assistants are going to be like, really? Do we need to?
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yeah. So, I mean, start with 5 per day. If you could work your way up to 30 a day, that would be awesome. You don't need to do more than 30 a day though. But I mean, you can up it that much when you have someone on your team. If you have an assistant or somebody that can really take over this for you.
This is so good. So good. I love it. So we appreciate you giving us all of the hacks, but I can tell that people are probably on this podcast right now and they're like, I need to go to our site right now. So can you just remind us, where can we connect with you? Where can our listeners engage with you? I know you've got a podcast, a great website. We can find you on Pinterest too. So give us all of the details.
Yeah. So the She's Making an Impact podcast.
Okay.
The blog is shesmakinganimpact.com. If you want to check us out on Instagram too, She's Making an Impact. Pinterest is Rachel and Gomba. You could search anything and just find us there.
So good. I loved it. Thank you so much for your time today and just sharing some of your gift with our listeners. We appreciate you so much. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Make Chic Happen podcast with your hosts, Melanie Mitro and Katie Ersta. If you loved our podcast, be sure to leave a comment or review and be sure to tune in next time.